Alrighty then, hold on to your gadgets. After today's tech update, we've got a call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that's just too good to skip. How can an iPhone survive being sucked out of an airliner flying full speed at 16,000 feet, but it can be destroyed if you accidentally drop it off your 3-foot kitchen counter? I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. This question has been bothering me ever since that door flew off the Alaska Airlines 737 back in January. The iPhone was literally vacuumed out of the aircraft, tumbled 3 miles to the ground, and discovered without a scratch. The Wall Street Journal asked this question and came up with these answers. First, the iPhone's speed could not exceed about 60 miles per hour due to the resistance from the air and the Earth's gravitation. Second, iPhones now use Gorilla Glass, very strong but still breakable. And third, this particular iPhone landed on the ground in a forest and not on a hard bathroom or kitchen floor. The lesson here? If you drop your iPhone, grass is always the best landing pad. Get TechSmart the easy and fun way with my free newsletter. Sign up right now at GetKim.com.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, just as I promised, here's a fantastic call from my show that you've got to hear.
Charles in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello there, Charles.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic, sir. How can I help you?
And it is so great to talk to you yet again. And I want to emphasize to everybody that you do actually read every email, every letter. You've answered me twice now, each time I've called or emailed, and granted me this opportunity here to talk to the great one. So I really appreciate it.
Well, Charles, you know what? You are a Southern gentleman. I can tell that right now. And thank you for your kind words.
That's what you said last time.
Oh, I did? Well, you still are, let me tell you.
I sound too Southern, I know.
That's okay. I'm from the North.
Okay. I needed some help.
Okay.
I just bought, new to me, a 2018 Toyota Highlander. I love it, but it lacks in the technology. And I use an iPhone and love CarPlay. So we pulled that out and put in a Kenwood, one of the new 10.1-inch floating screens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty slick.
How much should you pay for that? I'm just curious.
Well, the DMX 1037S was 12 and change, and then you have to have the harness to make it work with the steering wheel
and
all that fun stuff. So after the big box got done with me, it was about $1,800.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, it's expensive, and you watch, Charles, you and I will be talking about this like 5 years from now, and you'll say, hey, Kim, you remember when I bought that? Now you can put that in the car for like $50.
Yeah, I almost didn't believe that people did this anymore, and I still had to wait a couple weeks to get it put in because it's so busy.
Well, used car prices are crazy. The used car marketplace, it's hard to find a used car, but anyway. So, all right, so you have this Toyota, and what's going on with it, with the Kenwood? What's going on?
Well, everything's working perfectly. But what I'm worried about is now, since I pulled out a dedicated GPS system and I'm using either Google Maps or Waze, that when I'm traveling from South Carolina to Wisconsin, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to run out of cell signal at some point. And I know with Google Maps, you can download portions of it onto your cell phone, but how do I do that? And will that automatically go over to CarPlay?
Well, number one, you can download the apps to use them offline. I can send you the steps on how to do that. It's not very difficult. You just open up and then you open up the Google Maps and then you search for a place like Madison, Wisconsin. And then you just click on more and then you're going to download the offline map and then it's just downloaded. So it's just a series of steps for you to do that. And then after you download the map, you just use Google Maps app as you normally would. And then if the connection is lost, then the offline map will just automatically appear for you.
Oh, that sounds too easy.
I know, isn't it, though? So you see, sometimes things in technology actually work, right? So it's like, no, tell me, did it really work? Okay, one thing that it won't give, but not that you're interested in it, but it won't give you transit, biking, or walking directions offline. You only get driving directions offline. So there you go.
Well, that sounds great. Now, will that work with a CarPlay system?
Sure.
Or would that just be on my phone?
No, it'll work with CarPlay. It'll work with CarPlay. It's not a big deal. You're just gonna load that map in before you leave. It's it's actually a good idea for you to do that because you know when you're driving around, it does seem like that you do lose your connection. Then you're like, whoa, heck, where do I go now? You know, but just don't be one of those people, Charles. Promise me that they follow the GPS. You've heard me talk about them. They follow that GPS and they go like off a cliff. they go into not too long ago. I think it happened in Florida where the guy actually went onto a golf course. That's right. Because the GPS told him to drive. And so he ended up getting stuck like at a sandpit at a golf course. And then the police had to come. They had to tow this guy out. And when they asked him what happened, and it was just like during the day. This wasn't a night. He's like, oh, well, the GPS told me to take a right. And that's what I did. Charles, thank you for your call. Don't be a stranger. You can call me more often.
Big virtual hug for listening. Now, if you want your questions tackled, head to commando.com and find that link that says email Kim. Yes, siree. Every single note you send me becomes my must read. Hey, be the tech guru among all your friends and fam. Sign up for my free newsletter over at getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.